Tuesday, the referral of the speaker that was published in the ATC on 6 February. Now, what we are going to present to the committee this morning is the draft program as well as a draft process to deal with the matter. Now, members will remember, it's not the first time that we as a committee deal with matters of public importance. Members will remember during 2015, for 5 months, we had the Rule 201 investigation that dealt with the former National Commissioner and as well as other high-ranking SAPS officers. That process took us 5 months. Now, of course, there's other issues here, and of course, there's also a court order, and I'll come to the court order as well. So we're on the very tight timelines, so I just want to indicate that. Honourable members, everybody, I think, received the referral from the Speaker, just for the record, from the 6th of February, a letter dated 5 February 2019 has been received from the Minister of Police, requesting the National Assembly to consider his recommendation regarding the contract of employment of the Executive Director of the IPAT, and it was referred to the Portfolio Committee on Police. And I think the letter of the Minister was also distributed to members. Now, colleagues, linked to that, there was also a court application in the North Gauteng High Court by the Executive Director of IPAT, and the Portfolio Committee on Police was cited as the second respondent. We also submitted during the recess affidavit with regard to the matter, and members will also, it's in the public domain, and there's a copy of the draft order. The parties received, came to an agreement, a draft order. So that's got the impact on the referral of the speaker and our program. So what we said from our side, from the chair's side, is we must deal with the matter that we can ensure that we subscribe to the court order. That's very important. So we have decided then to amend our program. So in terms of the broad program, before I go to the steps, we'll still continue with next Tuesday because we need to deal with the legislation. The private members bill from Advocate Alberts, and there's also the critical infrastructure bill, the 7 amendments from the NCOP. So we need to deal with that and any other reports. But Wednesday, and I'll speak to that, Wednesday will fall away, and then we bring in next Friday as the first sitting day when we're going to deal with this referral. And then we're also going to use the Tuesday and the Wednesday of the following week. We might even use the Monday, but depending on how we make progress with regard to the matter. Now, members, then, just to go to the process that we are proposing, what is quite critical, it must be substantially fair in terms of the process and the merits and how we deal with the matter. So we have built in all those aspects, and of course members are welcome to comment. Now, in terms of the timelines, we dealt already with the referral of the speaker. I referred it on Friday, 8th of February, to the Portfolio Committee. It was tabled on the 12th of February in the committee, and then last night I've written to the Minister of Police and said to him,
sorry, Chairperson, don't you think maybe if you could brief us a bit about the decision of the court yesterday so that maybe it makes a bit of sense?
Let me just read the draft order and then I'll speak to it. A copy of the draft order was made available to members. I just want to read that also in for the record. The draft order in the matter between Robert McBride, first applicant, the IPAT is the second applicant, and then the Minister of Police, first respondent, and the second respondent is the Portfolio Committee on Police, National Assembly. Now, by agreement between the parties, the following order is made. It's declared that the decision taken by the first respondent not to renew the appointment of the first applicant as the executive director of the Independent Police Investigative Directorate is a preliminary decision that must be still be confirmed or rejected by the second respondent. It is recorded that the second respondent intends to take a decision regarding the renewal of the first applicant's appointment on or by 28 February 2019. So that is the purpose of the program. 3, the matter is postponed to the urgent role on 26 February 2019. And for that purpose, the second respondent, that's now the committee, will report on affidavit on its progress on taking a decision regarding the renewal of the first applicant's appointment. So the agreement is we must by next Friday give an affidavit to court and say what have we done since this draft order was agreed upon. And then 3.2, all parties will be entitled to make submissions to this court on whether any further just and equitable order should be granted, including but not limited to whether the second respondent should be given a further period to make a decision on the renewal of the first applicant's appointment, and whether the first applicant's term of office to be extended pending the second respondent's decision. There is no order as to costs. So that was agreed between all the parties. So that is actually the driving force for the process proposal that we have here. Now, colleagues, I will go then back. Last night, I've written to the Minister of Police, Honourable Becky Kelly, indicating to him that we received his letter and he must provide the Portfolio Committee on Police with his reasons for the decision. You will see later we gave a deadline there. Then, very importantly, in this specific court case, there's two organizations that also indicated to the court, that is Corruption Watch, as well as the Helen Suzman Foundation, that they want to also join the case as friends of the court. And we thought it was prudent to also write to them today to indicate if there's any issues that they want to bring to the attention of the committee that we must consider. So there's also a deadline for them so that members that we can consider that in due course. Colleagues, so in terms of today's program, the letters to the MSC Curia will be signed later. Then the tabling of the court order, that was done. And then we must, of course, look at the proposal. Now, colleagues, we're under huge time pressure, but we must also be fair to the parties. We can't say now, you know, you must give it tomorrow night. We must give ample time in terms of the timeline that is available. So what we are proposing is that the deadline for the minister is 5 o'clock on Monday. So by 5 o'clock on Monday, the minister must give his reasons to the committee. But immediately after that, that reasons will be submitted to Mr. McBride as the executive director of IPED, because he must have an opportunity to respond to that. And his response must then reach the committee by Wednesday at 5 o'clock. The same applies for the Amica Curia, also 5 o'clock on Wednesday. So we will have no portfolio committee meeting on Wednesday. As I've indicated earlier, Tuesday there will be still a scheduled committee program that we need to attend to. Then on Thursday, we will give the secretariat enough days, I think, to get all the documents together. And, I mean, again, like in the 201, it's the Constitution, it's the Rules of Parliament, it's the IPED Act, if applicable, the Public Service Act, or any other legislation that is relevant, and any then documentation that we receive from the relevant parties. That must be then in the pack so that members can study it. So that by Thursday, I mean, even if we get the documents earlier, we'll ensure that members get it. So then on Friday, and I know it's difficult for members, but we need to deal with it. So Friday we will, the whole day, give an opportunity for the consideration of the submissions in the pack and deliberations. Also in terms of Rule 67, if need be, we need to call of the relevant parties to the committee. We will also consider that. So that will be also under consideration. Then on Friday, 22nd of February, we then have to submit the affidavit to the High Court on progress. So what we will then submit on Friday morning to the court is everything that we did from today practically until next Friday. Then Tuesday, the 22nd of February, we will also use the whole day for committee deliberations and discussions. Then in terms of the proposal, then the Wednesday, the 27th, also the committee meeting and also then the adoption of the report and the tabling of the report, because the deadline is on the 28th. Of course, if we are able to finish it earlier, of course, then we'll do that. But that is more or less the proposal. Also, Monday, the 25th, we haven't put it on the agenda, but if we need more time, we need more submissions, we will also then put that as part of the agenda, depending on our progress. So, members, that is more or less the proposal and context and timelines. Thank you. Comments, Honourable Colabana?
Chair, a couple of things. I'm a bit concerned. I found out quite late that actually the committee was also involved in the court case, and I'm interested that you gave a submission that we didn't see. So it would be quite interesting for members to actually...
I will make sure that, remember, I've acted in terms of the rules. If the committee is not sitting, the chair must act in the interest of the committee. So that affidavit will be made available.
I didn't suggest you did something wrong. I'm just saying I'd quite like to see what we said.
The arguments, yeah.
You're
welcome.
And secondly, you referred, and your words were, you want to know, want the minister to give an explanation as to why he made the decision he did. Now, as far as I'm concerned, he had no right to make a decision. He then tried to backtrack in the second letter by sending it straight to the Speaker of the House, again ignoring us. I'm very concerned that he may have leaned on members of this committee to do what he wants, and that's not how we act in this committee. So I'm very glad to hear that you've got a what looks like a very balanced process going forward, but the minister had absolutely no right to say, I have decided I will not renew your contract. I haven't seen something that arrogant in quite some time. In fact, possibly since he was last the National Police Commissioner. So I think that needs to be taken into consideration, plus many other things that will be raised. What happens if there are other entities who wish to do presentations before this committee?
Once again, the Rule 67 will apply. It says that the committee may, you know, give an opportunity. So, I mean, if there's other submissions, we will consider it and decide. So I think this morning is really just to get the process together. I think Honourable Kola Barnard is raising issues of process and other related issues, but I don't want to go into that because we want to ensure that those issues are part of the discussions when we consider that matter. But, of course, it's free speech, but the purpose really this morning is to get the proposal, getting the proposal approved, and then start with the process. Thank you. Honourable Mbele.
Thanks very much, Chair. The proposed process outline is agreeable because I think it will help us deliberate in an informed and balanced way. Because the key issue is really around getting those substantive, the reasons from the minister and the explanation so we can assess the cogency, rationality, and substantiveness. I think the one point I would like to flag at this point is the only provision that the process makes for at this point is the written submissions from the minister and then the ED's response to that. And given that the court order does make provision that subject to the point at which the process gets by the 26th, I believe it is, 22nd is when we report, I think it is this, it's that if by the 26th, there is something about the 26th. I forget where I saw it. Possibly in an article. It's postponed on the court to the 26th, and at that point, the court could order an extension if the committee needs further time. I would like to flag that the committee not be too hasty in seeking to meet the 28th February deadline, in case we would like to make, or we would seek oral interaction with the parties in order to further interrogate and scrutinize the contents of those written submissions.
Yeah. I've said in the beginning, Rule 167 is part of our process. We rule it, we used it in the Rule 201, but remember in the Rule 201, the precedent that we followed, we first gathered all the documentation, and then we decide who we're going to call. So I think that is the natural development of the process. Here's Honourable Karabanat, and then I go Honourable Mula and Honourable Ramatakani.
Chair, just one further one. Could you tell me why it is that the ending of the IFED head's contract was not on the committee schedule for us to consider even late last year. I feel like we've been blindsided. Now, we run a very careful schedule. We have a diary. We know what we need to do, when we need to do it, by what date. And yet, this has never been mentioned. It hasn't been raised. I actually thought it was a couple of months after that. So we've been blindsided. And I feel very awkward saying this committee's been caught with its pants down, but I think we have.
Members are, can say they are entitled. Yes.
Today it's not for us to judge who did that, who said that, why he's not renewing his contract. Because what we are saying today, we are saying you said you wrote a letter to the minister and give us reasons why. And we'll take it from there when the minister answers us what happened. But the thing of the contract that is ending of McBride, I think last year on our report, we talk about it. And we said, why can't we put the date? Where is his contract ending? And we were not sure when is it ending. We thought about it last year when we were closing in the portfolio committee about his contract that is ending this year. But we are not sure about the date. It is January or February or when. Because I remember when I said, can you please put in writing that his contract is ending on the 31st of January or March? We talked about this. Thank you, Chairperson.
Maybe just one point to maybe answer Honorable Kola Barnard. The content advisor just indicated in the legacy report,
yes,
of the committee that we adopted, it is mentioned that the matter needs to be processed. But okay, let's go to Honorable Ramatlakane.
No, I agree, Chair. I think there was a long debate about date, and we ended up settling on the, in terms of the act. So we ended up with a wording that says extension of the contract or not extension in terms of the act. So we will apply that in terms of when is the contract expiring. So I agree that we did have a discussion on that. But my point, Chair, I think is that perhaps we should cross the bridge when we get to the bridge. About all of the other issues, including possible extension. I think in committee in session can make a decision, but mine is to accept the process that has been suggested by the chair, that we should work harder and harder to make sure that we comply with the court instruction to us and meet the deadline. So if we don't, in committee we will be able to make decision to say we now seek extension. And in fact, by the 22nd, when we deal with that, it will become clearer where we are in the process. So I think that I wanted to approve this and rather not be sidetracked to get into a discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine is it's a plea that we must relax and not get excited. Wait until the procedures unfold and everything will sort itself out. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I'm going to be out of order just a bit because. I feel we had blamed ourselves, or no, we didn't, we forgot this and that. And I was trying to remind myself, by the way, who interviews the director of IPED? Is it us here? Because what we did about the act was just to deal with the court order. But there are still things that needs to be changed within the Act itself. Surely we are not, according to the Act doesn't say we as the committee are going to interview the director might still be interviewed in the ministry. So I'm not sure. I felt to Ramasay that be out of order, because it's as if we were being blamed. Gandhi is not our baby. Thank you, Chairperson. Sorry for being out of order.
You're welcome. Right, colleagues, we want to. Is there a proposal for the adoption? Thank you, Kalabana, seconder. Thank you, Honorable Mula. Thank you very much, Honorable members. The meeting is closed. Thank you. Thank you.